Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy for the last time of 2020. That sounds weird. It doesn't sound right. It is Wednesday. It's Bachelorette finale recap day. Of course, we got Trent, a.k.a. Luggage Guy Trent, a.k.a. Barstool Trent, a.k.a. Trent Daddy, a.k.a. Trent Ryan, a.k.a. Trent Michael Ryan. We had just discovered Trent's middle name is Michael. Trent Michael Ryan equal Chad Michael Murray. It just fits.
One guess, but also just want to throw it out there that Rhea asked Trent what his middle name was, and he said, "What do you think it is?" And Rhea just looked at him and said, "Michael," and he was like, "Yeah, that's it."
That doesn't help the rumors.
Unbelievable.
Do I know my man or do I know my man?
Oh, no.
Okay, cut this out, Noah, please. I really have to stop. Like, once I get going on a joke, it's hard for me to quit. And it has to end, okay?
That one is hilarious.
I love you, Hank.
Oh, that
You know what?
I just ran laughing so hard.
You know what? I love you too, Hank. Yeah. I love you as well.
Trent and Hank are good pals. As are me and Trent, and I just know him damn well. Okay, enough, moving on, it's Bachelorette finale, recap day, and we're feeling good. It's a good night. Fran's in a good-ass mood because she got her wish. This season played out just like she'd want it to,
yep.
But first, we got to talk about Macy's, our favorite place to shop. Right now, I am in a red turtleneck from Macy's. Shout out to Macy's. I love this turtleneck. It's Christmassy.
Wow, it's beautiful. That's from Macy's?
It's from Macy's.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, I love it. I was holding on to it. I knew I ordered it, and I was like, you know what? What am I going to wear for finale night?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Yeah. And by the time we come back, I'll probably be finished with Grey's Anatomy. That's all I gotta say. I'm on season 5, the end of season 5. There's 17 seasons. It's taken me a week and a half.
17 seasons?
It's taken me a week and a half to watch 5 seasons, Trent. There's 17 seasons. Think about it. It's going to take me like 2 or 3 more weeks to watch that if I continue on this pace.
Are they still coming out with new episodes?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I can't wait to join.
Oh, yeah.
You just catch up.
Yeah. I'm about to be caught
up. How many episodes are in a season?
A lot. Some of them have 30 episodes.
Right, it feels like one of those shows where they do like 25, 30 a year.
Yeah, like when
are you going to go all the way up to current? Are you going to go all the way up to current date?
I think I have to. I think I have to become a part of the Grey's family. How am I supposed to just be all in on everybody and then back out?
I am all in on that. That makes me very happy because I would love nothing more than to talk to you about Grey's Anatomy when it comes out.
I'm just a little nervous that people keep saying how the seasons really drop off after like 10 or 11. So
yeah.
Like Noah stopped watching.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but you do get like attached to certain people and then.
Well, yes,
not,
of course.
Yes, I know.
Of course. But
death happens.
But
inevitable.
The show goes on. Like I, yes, it is definitely not as good as it was at the beginning, but I still enjoy watching it. And I don't know, you might feel a sense of loyalty where you're going to be like, how do I just stop? Like, how do I just not know what happens?
It's like stopping being friends with somebody because somebody in their life died.
Mm.
You know, how am I going to stop being close to Meredith Grey just because people in
just
her life
have everybody
passed.
Keeps dropping dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to stay loyal to her.
That's
Anyways,
very fair.
We're talking about The Bachelorette. The finale has come. It has ended. It has been quite a journey this season. It doesn't feel real, honestly. We've had a lot of ups and downs this season. We had Claire in the beginning. We had Tayshia. It was the first season. We got two bachelorettes and one, two love stories.
Yeah.
In one season. So you would say it was a success for this franchise. How would you guys rate this season, though, just based off of the way you've been entertained, how you felt about it in general? Give it a score from 1 to 10, and maybe base it off other seasons as well.
This was a great season.
Yeah.
It really was. From drama-wise, now, are we counting Claire and Tayshia, this whole all combined?
The entire season from beginning to end.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. You had all the dramatics from Claire into Tayshia, both of them currently in love and you know, happy. So you get double the love story. I really loved this season. And the fact that there's actually, like, a legit love story involved in it, at least for now, I'm going to go with an 8.9.
That's a high fucking score.
Yeah.
That's a high score.
This season really had it all. Really had it all.
Yeah, the first score that popped in my head was 8.4.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would give it. My only critique would be that the drama was very front-loaded, where you have all the drama with Claire and Dale, all of that going down. Obviously, you're going to have a letdown once gets back to a normal season. And then they tried to manufacture some things with Noah and Bennett, and they kept running Noah and Bennett back. But overall, it was a good season. And I do like seasons that end in a traditional way where there is a proposal.
Yep.
They do end up together. Again, time will tell how Zaxi and Tayshia end up. But right now, I will remember this season fondly, I think.
I think I have an unpopular opinion that people might be against or might hate me for, which is fair enough. Everybody can have their own opinion on the season. We all know that we watch the show for different reasons.
Yes.
I was brought into this show based on the drama, the ups and downs, the roller coasters, which we got this season. It was good. But when it got to Tayshia's season, obviously the drama was kind of fake and forced. And, you know, as much as we shit on Claire, it made some good entertainment. It made for some good TV.
Yeah.
Looking at the season as a whole, I would say I do love the fact that we did see some traditional love stories. Claire and Tayshia both got engaged, and you know, we haven't seen that with we had Hannah Brown and Peter, and back to back it's kind of a mess. So for that aspect, I really love it and I'm happy for them. People are gonna hate me for this. I enjoyed watching Peter's season better than this one, and I know that may sound crazy, but I really enjoyed the antics of Peter's season. I know it was a fucking disaster. I know that Peter couldn't make up his mind. I know that the whole thing was basically a wash because he ended up with Kelly anyway, who he met from the beginning. But we got so much from that season.
Well, just like The Bachelor more. Yeah, like the girls are more dramatic.
Yeah, the cattiness, the drama. Yeah,
the girls are always more dramatic.
Yeah, it just reels me in. I'm like, this is reality TV, man. Yeah. You know, this is not a love story. This is true reality trash. And I like reality TV trash.
Right.
So I think, you know, it may be the unpopular opinion. I did enjoy Peter's season more. I actually did enjoy Hannah Brown's season more. More drama, though. So you can't always get the drama sometimes, and rightfully so. And good for the Bachelor franchise. We got some love stories.
They needed the love stories.
They did.
Time around.
I would just like some evenly spread drama is what I would I would just prefer
the
it
drama
being,
with Tayshia was
it was
it
low
dragged out.
Yeah. So if we could just get that, then I would be like, if you're viewing it through the lens of live tweets, which a lot of us do,
yeah,
like there were episodes during Tayshia's portion of the season where it was like, I just got nothing because it was very emotional. The guys were much older and they were sort of talking about more serious things where you can't, like, you're not going to be live tweeting jokes about some of the things they're talking about. So you're just sort of like, oh, this is just a different type of season. Mm-hmm. So more evenly spread drama throughout the season would have been great. But again, I like this season a lot.
Yeah, it's a totally different type of season.
Yeah, I really appreciate the season that it was. It gave us something that we've never seen on this show before. Like you said, a lot of serious topics were covered that we haven't seen on the show, that it was about time they covered on the show. So I think this season had to happen. Now I'm excited for Matt James' season because I feel like that one is going to be like, now that Tayshia has been engaged and Claire has been engaged, I had this feeling that Tayshia wasn't going to get engaged, and I think that we all felt that way. And so in the back of my mind, I was like, well, then maybe Matt James does get engaged because we can't have Tayshia not get engaged again. Mm-hmm. And then again, we have Matt James not engaged. Now I'm all in for like a Matt James has a shit show season.
Right. Where I just think Matt James has no idea. Like he's never been on the show. He has no idea how it's going to go down.
True. So I'm excited for that. We're getting something totally new with Matt James. And of course, the girls, they add drama. But I think it's time to dive deep into this finale and really see where things ended up with Tayshia and Zach. I mean, Fran called it from the beginning. This was her shot. She called, and it worked out as planned.
I'm not going to lie. I do kind of feel like I won the Bachelorette. Like,
you did. You did, though.
You basically did. I gave my first impression Rose out, and he won the show.
Right.
So, you know, week Fran's one of Cutting Stems. Yeah, Zaxi, I gave my first Rose out to him. This was, you know, when Claire was the Bachelorette. And here we are, Zach and Tayshia. They are together. I've been rooting for it all along. I'm so happy for them. It does seem like they are still together. And it was a journey. These last two nights, I really wasn't sure what was going on. Because Monday night, there was mixed feelings about Zach. I think Zach has clearly been the front runner for a while. Plus, you throw Tayshia just telling Ellen that Zach was husband material. I mean, now we know what happens. She really just gave it away. Like she we thought maybe like, ah, that was a trick. And Ellen joked and was like, oh, so you pick Zach. And she really just said it.
At that point, when that came out, I was convinced she was going to pick Ben.
Yeah.
I thought it was Ben's. Because I did not think she would just flat out say to Ellen, like, Zaxi, husband material, that's the guy. Like, that felt like a smokescreen and, like, hit us off the scent. But it just turned out that it was Zaxi and she picked him.
Yeah, I think she's just so smitten with Zaxi. And Frank, you mentioned Monday night, things started to turn for Zaxi.
Yeah,
I may have led the charge. I might have done that.
My friends texted me and they were like, oh boy, Twitter's starting to turn on Zaxi. And I was like, do you mean Rhea? It's just Rhea. Rhea. I'm like, Rhea's turned on him and now everyone's turned on him.
The thing that really worked against him that night was that the contrast between his date and Ivan's date. Because people really like Ivan, I think all of us included. And the reaction that Tayshia had when Ivan said, I'm falling in love with you, to the reaction that Tayshia had when Zaxi said it, could not have been bigger opposites. And people are like, well, don't lead Ivan on like that. Like, don't even give him a chance and then go to Zaxi and be jumping on the bed and being the happiest person in the world. I think people like Ivan so much that it wasn't even Zaxi's fault. It was Tayshia's reaction to them that people were like, I'm going to start turning on Zaxi because they're too much in love right now.
That wasn't my feeling about it at all, actually, because I didn't even really feel the connection between Ivan and Tayshia. I think that's something we all agreed on, basically, that Ivan was a very, very sweet guy. Seriously, anybody would be lucky to end up with him, but the chemistry wasn't exactly there for him and Tayshia. She kind of treated him more like a friend, more like a brother. And so it wasn't exactly how she was acting with Ivan versus with Zach, because you can't really... The Zach and Tayshia chemistry is off the charts, and that's something you can't deny. Mm-hmm. Like, I will not take that away from them. I think...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Fran's like, oh, yeah. I will not take that away from them. I think that they have major chemistry, and I think you can't blame Tayshia for being totally in love with Zaxi. My problem with Zaxi was, obviously, you know, I you know, made fun of him for the Matthew McConaughey all right thing and the weird thing that he was saying with Explore, but that's not why I wasn't too fond of him. Like, those are things I'm picking on and joking about.
Yeah.
But it was more so that, like, everything he said, and you said this, Trent, is so perfect, and yeah. it seems like everything is so calculated, and he thinks of his responses, and he comes with these declarations of love that have been planned out in his head, and everything is just too perfect to the point where you're like, something must be off, because there's no way that nobody ever just doesn't struggle with words sometimes. You know, everything flows so perfectly, always has the perfect thing to say, and that worries me about people sometimes, because I feel like when somebody comes across so nice and so perfect, usually behind the scenes, that person is not very nice and perfect. Right. And you see that a lot in the real world. So I just kind of got that vibe from Zaxi. And I won't say what other people were saying to me about him, like the references they were making. Besides, somebody called out that he looked like Phil the Future's dad. And that was just hilarious to me. Like, that reference was just so funny. But yeah, I'm still rooting for Tayshia and Zach, and yeah. I think that Tayshia is obviously smitten with Zach, and Zach loves Tayshia. I'm just worried he did open up a lot on the show, which was awesome, and I'm not taking that away from Zach at all. I think he is great at what he's doing, and it seems like he has improved his life so much. I do think there are other stuff that we don't know, though. I think there are some other demons we may not know about. I think that cheating story from sixth grade and you're 36 years old, like, I'm not really sure that one's still cutting it for me. I'm hoping I'm wrong, and I'm hoping that what we see on the surface with Zaxi is actually what we get. But on the surface, very good guy. It's what you want. It paints that perfect picture.
He's very smooth.
Yeah, you guys are digging a little bit for more. I think I've watched him on TV and accepted that he is the person he is on TV, which, you know, I can definitely say is not the case sometimes. But I don't know. Nick Viall tweeted that. He was like, this is not a compliment nor a criticism, like, not trying to be controversial or mean or anything, but Zaxi would make a great cult leader. And yeah, I mean, like, sign me up. I'm joining the cult. Like, I would be. he is. And this is what a lot of people were saying. And they were worried that it was a little calculated. Some of the things he was saying seemed, you know, a little. Manipulative was a word I saw a lot of people using. I disagree. I don't see that side of him. I think he gave his all to Tayshia, and this is how he is, and he was really, like, wearing his heart on his sleeve, and the two of them very genuinely fell in love. So that is the hopeless romantic that in me, that I'm just going to go with that. And I loved what I saw. I love their connection. And Zach was the only one that I watched Tayshia and really thought Tayshia likes him. Like, everybody else, I couldn't see it. Ivan, there was too much of a friend vibe. It was like,
very friendly.
There was no passion there. I didn't see anything past that. Brendan, maybe there could have been, and we just didn't know. When Tayshia said Brendan, I thought Brendan was going to be, every day I thought Brendan was going to be the one at the end. I was shocked. I was like, since when? Since when was Brendan going to be the one at the end?
That is by far the most confusing statement of the whole season.
Yeah.
Her being like, I am devastated that Brendan sent himself home, because he was the one I thought about every single day and was like, that's a guy I'm going to end up marrying. Like you said, where did that come from? Yeah. When was that even a possibility?
Rhea, yes.
Can I bring up a quick point?
Sure.
I don't want to, you know, harp on the Zaxi stuff too much, because I appreciate Fran being able to be naive and be hopeless romantic. I think I wish, like, I
okay.
wish. No. It's not an insult in any way. Yeah, like, yeah. I wish I could just, like, look at somebody and be like, that's a good guy. That's a good guy. I just, like, always have some sort of trust issues in some way. But, you brought up cult leader.
Yeah.
And you said you would join the cult.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was described as a cult leader in this office? Does not work here, but everybody said that person's like a cult leader.
I remember somebody from this franchise that I remember.
Not from this franchise.
That works in this office?
Does not work in this office, but has been brought up in this office many times, has been to one of the offices.
Oh, I know.
Say it.
Justin Bieber is pastor, but what's it? Carl Lentz.
Carl Lentz.
Oh.
Carl Lentz, cult leader vibes, right? Smooth operator. Yeah. Everybody's in on him. Boom. Cheating on his wife all along.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Fran didn't like that one.
I didn't like that at all. I didn't like that at all.
He came in, everyone was like, I literally, Fran, you the remember this, is, though, when I was like, I don't even want to be blinded. I was like, I don't want to speak to this guy.
We both agreed the same on Carl Lentz. Like, I was with you 100% with Carl Lentz.
And I turned out to be right about Carl Lentz.
I felt that vibe for sure. Yeah, but now we disagree on this one, so
we'll see how it goes. We'll
maybe.
See how it goes.
I remember thinking Dean could be a cult leader.
Yeah,
when he was on the
show. Well, he just has those eyes.
He's got those.
Those are cult leader eyes.
He's got those Jared Leto eyes.
Yep, those are mesmerizing eyes.
They are
100%. Yeah, it's, and you know what? I think he just is that kind of motivational speaker situation. Mm-hmm. I just think with what he has gone through in his life,
the nature
and how
of his job
dark
is that
it was.
Way.
Yes, exactly what I'm saying. How dark it was, and how he kind of turned it around. And he probably he seems like he sees the world in a very positive way now. Mm-hmm. And that's hard for like normal people to watch. You're like, hey, all right, buddy, like you can't be this happy. Like, come on, like come back down to earth, pal.
Right.
And but he is an addiction specialist. This is what he does. He motivates people. He works with people. He tries to, you know, get them, help them stay clean. And those, and I just feel like that those are the kind of vibes that he gives off, where it's like, okay, it seems you're like, you seem a little too good to be true. And that is even what Tayshia had said. She's like, you know, the red flag is there are no red flags. What right. is the problem here? There's got to be something wrong with you. So maybe she found out. Maybe she hasn't. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think we'll just see how it plays out. Obviously, it's going well now. They're together.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I really was hoping Brenda would stick around. And Rhea made a point during the Cutting Stems where we're talking about how it would have been closer if it had been Zach C versus Brendan at the end as opposed to Zach C and Ben. Like, Ben, he left, or he got sent home, then he comes back. Very underwhelming return. Just
the
like,
fact that Ben can say he was, like, in the finale is kind of ridiculous. I don't even think Tayshia wanted him there.
Right, and I think it was underwhelming for a couple of reasons. One, as soon as the teaser trailer came out last week, people started to be like, we think it's Ben.
Yeah.
That put it in my head thinking it probably is. And then when he came back, he shows up, he's sitting down with Tayshia, he's now saying all the right things. I'm in love with you, I'm falling in love with you, after he told producers that, Chris Harrison that, you know, Taxi Driver. He was telling everybody that he was in love with Tayshia except Tayshia. And then when he finally told Tayshia, she did not seem that into it. She ran off into another room and was like, what am I supposed to do with that? I got
to
roast.
She didn't even smile. Like, you know, you would think if you have any feelings, you at least crack a smile, a smirk.
Right.
Yeah. Anything.
And then, you know, they say their goodbye. She kisses him. And then immediately afterwards is like, why did I kiss him?
Yeah.
And he took that and was like, well, now she's in love with me.
Yeah.
So this is going to be great. And it's just the whole thing, Ben being in the final two, it was so stupid because clearly Zach C was the front runner.
Yeah.
And the only guy that she had the other attachment with was Brendan because she said she thinks about him every day.
Yeah.
So for Ben to be there was just like, nah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. I had no idea why Ben was allowed back, but I think it had something to do with Brendan going home, and then there was no final three at that point.
It might have been so obviously Zach, too, for Tayshia at that point, that the producers were like, we got to keep some of these guys around. Like, we can't have a whole finale where there's no guy, everybody's gone.
It did seem so obviously Zach, which, you know what? I've come to realize, after watching Claire and then watching Tayshia, and I know we don't want to keep bringing up Claire, but everyone was like, how did, you know, she picked Dale so fast, didn't give anybody else a chance, and we were pretty adamant on that. But I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, if you like somebody on the show, like, you just end up liking that person more and more. You know what I mean? It's like when you get a crush on somebody, like, you're just going to like that person more and more. Like, everybody's just going to become noise to her, background noise, where she was just focused on Zach. So I feel like when it got down to this point, it was Zach, even though she may have said it was Brendan. I don't believe it was Brendan.
Yeah.
I don't believe
it was Brendan. We wanted it to be Brendan. I love Brendan. I think he's so sweet. I think, obviously, he was done dirty with that engagement date.
Totally.
But at the same time, I think it worked out, because if they didn't do that date and then it came down to it in the end, and then Tayshia... Fran, you said this. If Tayshia wanted Brendan, then it's between Brendan and Zach, and Tayshia wants Brendan, but then Brendan leaves, and then she's just stuck with Zach. People would be like, oh, she's just with Zach because he was the last one.
Yeah.
So I think it was better off that Brendan was honest about his feelings, which, honestly, props to him. Like, I can't imagine how hard it is to be on the show, go this far, and then have to just be like, I got to pull myself out of this. You must go through so many ranges of emotions in your head. Like, she's going to hate me. The producers are going to hate me. ABC is going to hate me. The public's going to hate me.
That's a scary one, yeah.
You know, you have to really feel that in your heart to go through with it. And so I think Brendan made a really smart choice and did a really good thing by doing that.
You know, the producers might have shot themselves in the foot and with Brendan in terms of drama. Like, if they say they don't give him the engagement date where they go and they stare at engagement rings, and the whole time Brendan's thinking like, oh man, like, I'm very much not ready for this.
Yeah.
If they hadn't done that date, say he does the
rolling
kiss,
in paint.
Rolling in paint, or they're kissing in ice baths or whatever. Say that doesn't, he goes on one of those dates, advances, and then he gets to the point where he could potentially propose, and then he gets cold feet and leaves. Like, that would have been much more drama. But they wanted to be like, we're giving him this date because he's obviously nervous, and then he ended up, you know, leaving town. So they could have gotten maybe a little more drama out of that.
Yeah.
Which is maybe why they brought Ben back. Which, you know, they're like, oh shit, Brendan just left. Like, okay. Is Ben still sitting in his room waiting for his flight home? Maybe we can tell him that he can go tell Tayshia he loves her now.
True. So for his negative COVID test. Yeah, like, exactly. That's why these guys are all still there. We're wondering, oh, where was Bennett? Where was Ben? They can't leave. They're in quarantine. They're stuck in the resort still. So I feel like that's why Ben got called back into it. And now Ben's doing this thing on his Instagram where he doesn't stop saying, I love you.
It's like his thing now. It's like his catchphrase. I love you has become his catchphrase.
It's hilarious to see that this guy, a week ago, he couldn't even mutter the L word. He was like, I'm going to throw up. And now he's on mountains screaming it from the rooftops. I love you, Tayshia. Yeah. Like, he just can't stop saying it when he was talking to Tayshia's dad.
I hope that's a good sign for him.
Oh, like, no. I think it's funny, but it's also good.
Oh,
it's
no,
like,
it is fun. It is very funny.
But maybe the show helped Ben in some way.
It is like he finally broke the barrier, and now he's like, oh, well, that's what that feels like?
Yeah.
Oh, my, I love you. I love you. I love, like, it's everybody. He just can't stop saying it.
Yeah.
I hope that's true. I hope that's also true with him crying.
Yeah.
Because he finally did some crying when earlier in the season he was saying
barely
it was
enough for him.
It's baby steps. Early on the season, everyone, like, Zaxi would cry the time. Other people would cry every once in a while, and Ben would just be like, I don't even know what that is. Like, what's going on over there?
Like, I don't even know how to do that.
But then at the end he did cry a little bit, so hopefully
Cameron Diaz in The Holiday
is what
Cameron Diaz in The Holiday.
Have you ever seen The Holiday, Trent?
I think I saw it once. I saw you guys debating that other day.
Flick.
And my favorite movie of those is not one of the two that you guys picked, is The Family Stone.
Mm.
I really like that movie.
The Family Stone is a great movie. I saw a lot of people talking about Family Stone. The Family Stone is a good Christmas one that is nice, but also, like, when you want to cry.
It's a cry movie.
It's a cry movie.
That's why I didn't watch it, because I was told that I would cry too much.
No,
I didn't want to cry.
Yeah, it's a cry movie, but so you have to be in the right space. Sometimes you don't want to cry when you watch a Christmas movie.
I'd say most of the time I don't.
Yeah. I don't.
I like watching, like, Elf, Christmas Vacation.
Yep.
I've been watching Fred Claus.
Wait, you cry?
Sometimes, yeah. I'm not like Ben. I can cry.
Okay.
But I've been watching Fred Claus, which is a weird one to watch. It's just always on AMC and Freeform. Mm.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn.
25 Days of Christmas,
Paul
Giamatti.
God, I love Vince Vaughn.
Like, it's not the best Christmas movie. Like, it's certainly, like, on a lower level than Elf and all those. But, like, when you get Vince Vaughn in a movie, he's just talking fast and he's being funny.
Yeah.
It's still good.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he is funny.
Four Christmases, also one that is critically unacclaimed, but
that's a great movie.
Is Four, a good one.
I was on Noah chimes in.
I was on a flight with Frankie Borelli.
That's also Vince Vaughn.
Like, two weeks ago, and he watched Four Christmases for the first time on the flight. And he liked it so much that he got up from his seat and tapped me on the shoulder and was like, have you seen this Four Christmases movie? And I was like, I think I saw it a little bit ago. And he said, stop whatever you're doing
right
now. I don't care what you're doing. You have to watch Four Christmases right now to remind yourself how funny this movie is. He loves that movie.
Oh,
he watched
God.
It. We were on the plane back together. He watched it on the plane back.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Like, can you believe how funny this movie is? Frankie Borelli, huge fan of Four Christmases.
You have to really love a movie to not to.
That is such a Frankie Borelli move. I love it.
Where you can't even wait till the flight is over to tell your friends that you watched a movie. You like, you have to get up and tap them on the shoulder and tell them how good the movie is.
I appreciate Frankie Borelli's passion for things. I really do. Yeah.
And then after he did that, I would glance over him and watch him, and he'd be like hitting his leg. Like, he just loves that movie.
That is fantastic.
Oh, that just made me happy. Man.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Ivan, but before we do that, just a reminder to end the year with the beer that is made to chill, Coors Light, the official beer of Chicks in the Office. We are at the end of 2020. This is the time to reflect, relax, maybe when you're thinking about what you want to do in 2021.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Let's talk a little bit about Ivan. Ivan in the Fantasy Suites, you know, they did the ice bath kiss.
Yep.
Which, boy, did that look bad. Just looked horrendous. You know how, and it's not even the ice bath situation. Like, eventually your body goes numb.
Right.
However, holding a kiss for 6 minutes or however long they did it is so long. Like, you don't realize how long that is until you think about how, like, without moving your mouth for 6 minutes, you're just lip on lip.
Does it dry? You get dry? Your lips get dry?
I would think you would just, like, get stuck together.
I don't get why they can't make out for that long.
Right. I guess it's just supposed to be
one solid kiss. But, like, wouldn't making out be a kiss? I don't know. It's confusing me. Because every time I see these things, I'm like, why aren't they just making out? It's way more fun. Passes the time easier.
Yeah.
But maybe it has to be a kiss, like solid contact. Because when you're making out, you take your lips apart.
Even like just a hug for more than a minute, you're like, okay, this has lasted way too long.
A minute is a long time.
A minute is a really long time.
That's a too long
hug. I'm thinking sometimes, you know, if I haven't seen my boyfriend in a while, we hug for a long time. I don't think a minute feels so long. A minute, I'd be like, okay, this is done. This is a beautiful hug. Now it's 6 minutes?
6 minutes.
I'm a big hugger. That's a cuddle. Six minutes turns into a cuddle.
Right. Yeah. And 6 minutes is a long kiss, even if they weren't sitting in ice baths.
Right.
Like, it would have been.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, that could have been the challenge
in
itself.
Take that out, 6 minutes.
Right.
I wonder how long the just regular kiss record is.
What, didn't they do it on that season? Whose season was it?
Well, they had the spiciest
kiss. No, not Carly
kiss.
And Evan. Sean?
Oh, maybe they did.
It was Sean's season, and it was with her best friend.
Oh, Leslie. You're talking about
Sean
Catherine?
And Catherine?
Yeah.
Sean broke the record with
world
Catherine.
Record longest.
With Catherine's best friend.
Mm. Longest kiss. What?
Is it years?
No, it's not years. That would be Trent. Years.
Can you look up
your reaction?
Sean?
Was yeah. I felt years coming off of your reaction.
32 hours.
That's a long time.
7 minutes and 14 seconds. By a couple in Germany in February of 2009.
No, Sean and Leslie, they had the record for longest on-screen kiss.
Okay.
But they were just standing up in front of people.
Now this is different. Now this says world's longest kiss, 58 hours. This is a YouTube video. Holy moly. Yeah, so that's a lot longer than 6 minutes.
That's so much longer. How do you not fall asleep?
You have to stay awake. No food. No water.
True.
Oh my God. How do people stay alive?
What? Like you're
and you, what's the payoff? You get Googled during a Bachelorette recap podcast. Like that's just,
talked about on Chicks in the Office.
Yeah, like nothing.
I guess so.
Nobody's writing
There's
home.
There's really no
really
glory in
about,
that.
Yeah. Maybe they were just so in love that they were like, we might as well do this.
Maybe they were in the hospital together, stuck together somehow, and they ended up just kissing the whole time, and then they were fed their IVs in their arms.
I did think about IVs. If you get fed, then it doesn't water and food gets taken
doesn't
out of
really
the equation.
Matter that
yeah.
much, yeah. At that point,
I think I was thinking
That's
about the hug thing.
Length.
I think if you I think feel like if a hug lasts longer than like 12 seconds, people would start to freak out.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
We were talking about like a minute. A minute is an eternity.
Yeah.
It's an eternity.
Absolutely. It really is. So
we need to give Ivan and Tayshia more credit for that long ass kiss.
Long ass kiss like, in the ice bath. It's impressive.
We didn't watch it. We didn't watch it in real time, right? Or did we? Like, what? Did we watch the full 6 minutes or
no.
are they jumping around?
They jumped.
Like if they had, I think it would have gotten across the television better if they had,
yes.
we had watched
if we,
the six
if
minutes.
If we watched,
played it for
oh my God.
Six
right, like
if we
raw
really
footage.
Watched it for 6 full minutes, yes. I think
would
that
have
would have been
uncomfortable.
I think they should have done that. I think that would
have
been
better.
They definitely.
I probably would have got up and gone to the bathroom or something.
Would have been
point.
Extremely effective if that is what they did. And then the actual fantasy suite was a trailer. You know, they spoke about it very.
Shout out McDreamy.
Yeah, you know, they talked about it very lovingly. Like it was, she's like, oh, we can have breakfast in our little nook and look at our bedroom, and they made the most out of it. You know, they wake up in the morning, they had their little breakfast outside. They said they talked all night, watched the sunrise, didn't get a lot of sleep. Normally when you hear watch the sunrise, you're like, oh shit, you were up all night.
Yep.
But it does kind of seem like Tayshia and Ivan were really just up all night talking. They did say they talked a lot about their faith
yep.
and religion. Rhea made a good point on cutting stems, that's not a horny conversation.
There's no way they fucked. There's no way, because you don't go from talking about religion and disagreeing on it to having sex.
Right.
That's a downer. You're not like, right. well, we're done with that conversation.
Right.
Want to fuck? Like, that just doesn't happen. Like, take your clothes off now. It's awkward. And we did see later on that Tayshia brought up the faith conversation while sending him home. That was a reason why she thought it wasn't going to work out. They didn't show us that conversation. We don't know what it was.
Details.
We don't know if it was a lack of faith or too much faith or not having the same religion or whatever it may be. We have no idea what it was, but Caitlin Bristow said she's going to ask Ivan on her podcast. So we'll find out on there. Thank God, because we're dying to know. But yeah, I took it as there's no way that they had sex because you don't do that after religion. And then Trent, you brought up a great point on cutting stems.
They should have to tell us whether or not they had sex.
Yep.
I know that seems aggressive, but they're also on a TV show and they go on these dates called fantasy suite dates that everyone, it's like, oh, they're going to potentially have sex. And then we have these mornings like the one with Ivan and Tayshia where we don't really know, although you guys are making a lot of good points that would lead us to believe that they did not have sex. But I want to know.
Yeah.
I think everybody wants to know. Like I said this too. I want them to fill out forms at the end when they get done. Like this is what happened. Yep, we did that.
Travel forms.
Right. Yeah. We had sex. Like that's. I just
survey.
Everybody wants to know. Some people be like, oh, they don't have to tell. Like I want to know. I just want to know.
I 100% agree with you, Trent. There will be so many people that'll be like, it's their privacy. It's not their privacy once you're putting it on national TV. Okay, we need to know if you guys banged.
Right.
And this was the same thing that what happened with Colton season, and was like, they made this whole thing about Colton being a virgin. The whole entire season was about him being a virgin. And then when it got down to it, they didn't tell us. And then we had to respect Colton and say, oh, it's his privacy not to tell us. And we're like, this whole season
the
was
whole,
about
the
whether
promos
or not.
Were like, Colton's a virgin.
Yeah. Will he do it? And,
yeah.
and we just never knew. And like, I get it. If this is somebody's private life, yes, of course, we don't need to know every sexual interaction you have.
Yeah.
But I think it's fair game on this show.
Rhea, you had a very good idea where they don't have to explicitly tell us. Like, that would be awkward a little bit if they were in those interviews and they have to be like, yes, we had sex. Yes, it was blah, blah, blah. Rhea had an idea where when they come back from the commercial break, and there's always that moment where sometimes they'll be eating breakfast or there'll be clothes all over the floor, and it's sort of you have to, they're implying what went on. If a ding happened when they came back from commercial break, that would be, yes, they had sex. And if there's no ding, they didn't have sex. And we were saying the anticipation, how awesome it would be to wait for that ding, to hear that ding after they come back from commercial break, would be electric.
Yeah.
I feel anxious right now waiting for it. I feel like I'm waiting for the ding right now.
Right.
Like, it would be so good.
You know what I would also love? If there was just this, a secret, like the ding would be a secret sign. Like the same.
That's the sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
If when they show like the sun rising in the morning and you hear the rooster crow, like you hear the rooster, you're like, right. If you hear the rooster,
I was saying it was like the Pope where like smoke comes
exactly.
Up.
Exactly. little red smoke, like we'll see what's going on.
This is such a good idea. It's just if you're in the know, if you watch all these seasons, and like a producer will have talked about it and been like, if you see this, this means that happened. Like it has to be something like that. That would be amazing.
So we don't think that this is the other thing, though. It does get a little messy just from the point of like the public's reaction to these people. If we knew everything straight up, because then we get like, say we knew for sure Tayshia had sex with Zach and not with Ivan and Brendan left. If she actually ended up picking Ivan, everyone will be like, well, why the fuck did you sleep with Zach? You like, that's so manipulative. Why would you do that? You know, it gets sticky.
It's not perfect.
It gets sticky.
Yeah.
But I think that
we got like a Andy Nick Viall situation.
It's something that just needs to be, there will be people who will be mad, but if you have sex with somebody and you are happy with it, like who really fucking cares? You know what I mean? Like I think that person, it's like, okay, you wanted to test out the chemistry. The sex wasn't great, so you didn't pick them. It is what it is. We move on with our lives. So I do see it being a little bit like controversial in some way.
Yeah.
But I also think that the younger fans, they want to know. We want to know. We want to know more detail.
Also, I almost think that the people who would be upset about something like that would also be someone being like, well, it's, you know, I don't like seeing somebody date 31 people at the beginning of a season.
Right,
like
right,
there's
right.
A, there's other things that you could break down where people would get upset about. What it boils down to is we just want to know.
Yeah, of course. It's the one thing that they don't tell us. Like they share so much and it's the one thing that you don't really know. I would think from how Monday night went down that Zach and the date Zach had, you know, they're rolling in paint, very sexy. They're having a good time. Like Rhea said, jumping up and down on the bed in the morning. Like that was clear as day. Oh, those two people had sex. Seeing that and then watching Ivan's date, you're like, oh, I thought maybe she had sex with Ivan, but she definitely didn't. And then Brendan left, so in reality, it was just Zach, which is kind of best case scenario for Zach at the end of all this.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, looking back on it,
Zach's gotta be happy with those results.
It couldn't have gone any better. How about this part that where they're giving these? They're all staying in the same house together, the three of them, which is always hilarious. Just that this is a very awkward interaction between them, and then the date cards keep showing up. Where the first one went to Ivan, where I don't even remember what they said, but whoever grabs the date card reads it in front of the other person.
Our love is timeless.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
I think that's what it was. Actually,
I can't believe I just remember that. I don't know what anybody else's was.
But I hear.
But I just remember. I remember Ivan's because I remember being like,
"Oh, I thought we." Oh, sorry. I was like, I thought for a second it was Zach's season.
Oh
like,
no. This was Ivan's. I remember it because in my head I was like, "Your love? Who's love? You guys, you're not in love. She doesn't love you."
But then,
harsh. But that. Damn. But I was like, "Oh, our love? Okay."
But then attention. When it was Zach C's turn to go on the date, Brendan read it to Zach C, and it said, "Let's explore each other."
Right.
And that,
that's why the Explorer. Yeah,
that's why the Explorer thing. Yeah. And if I were Brendan in that situation, I would refuse to read that card. I would. I tweeted, I would have said something different. They can't stop me from saying something different. Like, if I open that card, if I'm Brendan, I'm standing in front of Zach C., who is now going to go on a date where it's somewhat implied that they could potentially have sex, and you open the card and it says, let's explore each other. I think I rip that card up and I throw it onto the ground.
Right.
Stomp on it. Brendan just read it. And I don't think you can do that.
And it ate Brendan up inside. I think it absolutely destroyed him because there was no... It was so clear that he would have liked to have had the first fantasy suite date, and he didn't get it. He got when they went last, which was totally purposeful. And Brendan, you know, had to look Neil Lane right in the eyes, like not even. I don't think he didn't know who Neil Lane was.
No, he did not.
Which is understandable, I guess. Like, we're so stuck in this world. We're like, what do you mean you don't know who Neil Lane is?
That's a really good point.
Super appropriate to not know who Neil Lane is if you're not incredibly familiar with this
The
show.
Majority of the population does not know who Neil Lane is.
Yeah. And I did love the amount of Neil Lane we got because we don't really see him talk as much. Like, he brings the rings and it's like pretty casual. Him being on this date, he's like, oh yeah, like I get to see everyone. They got their rings. They're like, Neil, look. He keeps in contact with some of the couples.
The whole time
he's talking about Sean and Catherine. He's like, they have like 2-3 kids. I don't know.
The whole time, Brendan was like, can you just please stop talking? Yeah. Like in his head, he was I'm gonna pass out if you keep talking, Neil.
His face was almost like hard to watch because I felt so bad for him that he looked so stressed out. That this was happening.
Yeah, they were sitting on the couch and he was sweating. He was trying not to pay attention to what was actually going on. I felt bad for him.
Quick break talking about The Bachelorette here, guys, because you know what's important besides The Bachelorette? It's taking care of your skin, especially during the dry winter months. Your skin, it acts up. I know mine does, but you already know the importance of taking care of your skin because I just told you. Whether you're worried about dullness, redness, fine lines, or acne, trying to find the right treatment can be frustrating. Now, there's a simpler, smarter solution to skincare. Meet Rory, a digital health clinic for women. Rory is the sister brand of Roman, and like Roman, they make it simple to connect with a doctor online and see if personalized prescription skincare treatment is right for you, all from the comfort of your home. Go on your phone or your computer, complete a free online consultation, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours. That's amazing. You don't have to get up and go anywhere. Just do it from your couch. Boom, done. That's my favorite thing to do. And if appropriate, they'll prescribe a personalized skincare treatment plan that works just for you and your skin. With Rory, you don't even need to go to the pharmacy. Your custom skincare is delivered right to you with free 2-day shipping. Guys, is there anything better than that? You don't need to go get up and go to the doctor. You also don't need to get up and go get your prescription. It's all coming to you. You can also follow up with your doctor anytime if you need to make a change to your treatment or have any questions. They're with you every step of the way on your skincare journey. With Rory, there are no commitments and you can cancel anytime. Go to hellorory.com/chicks to try out a 3-month supply of Nightly Defense for just $5. It's free to chat with the doctor and your first order is just $5. That's hellorory.com/chicks. Eligibility requirements and additional terms apply.
Let's talk about the Addams Family, because we have not even mentioned Tayshia's dad one time this whole time.
For a second, I really thought you meant like the Addams Family. Yeah. Like, I forgot where I was for a second.
I was like, I'm not equipped for that.
I also missed the moment. Oh, God damn it. I missed the moment we were talking about Ivan, but I'll say it now, and then we can talk about Tayshia's family. Ivan. Jacob. Friend. He's the friend in this scenario.
Good point.
Like, I think he was always dependent. Jacob was always there for Bella, you know?
But
he was always reliable.
Wasn't there.
It just wasn't there.
Even though Taylor Lautner was hotter than Edward Cullen at that time.
Yep. But some might be more attracted to Ivan than they would be Zach.
Yes.
So this is the thing. That might be our last way to throw in a Twilight reference into this into this season. Look, we'll see what Matt James girls bring. We don't know. We don't know what kind of vibes are going to be thrown out. If it's Twilight, maybe it's another movie franchise.
I was going to say, I think it could probably end up being another movie franchise because we had Yosef, who was the vampire.
Yeah, that kicked
sort of
it off.
That kicked off the whole thing. Yeah, who knows what Matt James' season will bring. I think we will likely move on to a different movie franchise. I wonder if I'll know about that one because I definitely don't know about this one. But I guess we'll just see.
We'll see.
Two things Trent has never watched: Jersey Shore and SpongeBob. Fucking disgraceful.
Got on my fucking face.
Yeah. Disgusting. We were just talking about it before the show. Fran, aren't you disgusted?
Yeah, it's one that I understand.
Noah just popped up.
No, I was going to defend Trent. Like, SpongeBob I understand wasn't when you were.
Oh, it? That's what I was saying. I was going to understand SpongeBob a little bit because maybe you were a little bit older.
Yeah. Yeah, that even the defenses feel like a burn.
Jersey Shore was like your that was prime
time. Like you should have been watching Jersey Shore.
Yeah, no, I just wasn't. I guess I'm still not that much into reality TV. I'm only into The Bachelor and The Bachelor universe. Yeah. Like that's, I almost think if I start to broaden my reality TV horizons, my life is going to be over.
Right.
Because I think
we've already tried to get you into Love Island and you were like, I don't think I can take that on.
I really don't think so. I think I love The Bachelor and The Bachelorette so much that I would definitely like other reality TV shows that if I start doing that, I'm not going to have any time to do anything else.
Yeah.
But Jersey Shore, that one just passed me by.
That's insane.
That seems to be what you say about a lot of these things.
Yeah, everything like, that one, life just passes you by.
For the most part,
that one I didn't catch that one. What time was that on TV?
I remember it being like a cultural phenomenon.
It sure was.
And I was just sort of like, I don't, that doesn't interest me. I can feel Rhea's eyes burning a hole in the back of my head because that's one of her favorite shows.
Yeah, a little bit.
But
a little bit.
It's just that Jersey Shore is such a classic show.
Really is.
It has some of the best one-liners you'll ever hear in any show because of how ridiculous it is. So it
you
shocks
should go back
me
and watch it, Trent.
Yeah, it just shocks me that you have never been intrigued, like seeing what has gone down on that show, that you were never like, I need to turn this shit on.
The worst part about not watching that show is missing the references.
Yeah,
there's like a whole generation. Totally. Like Cabs Are Here.
Yeah,
that's one
Cabs
of them.
Are Here.
I'd always be like, that's so funny. Yeah, I had no idea what it was about.
T-shirt time.
No.
Yeah, we don't need to fall down this rabbit hole. We just spent 5 minutes
off mic, off camera, just doing SpongeBob
quotes
references
from SpongeBob for like a very long time.
Yeah,
Krusty Krang.
Yeah.
While Trent just sat in between us, it was like, when is this going to end?
Fran and I and Devin had a moment.
Well, Noah didn't watch SpongeBob either, I don't think.
I've seen episodes, but no, I'm very. I was not just not watching SpongeBob, I was anti-SpongeBob when I was a kid. I was like, fuck SpongeBob.
I love when Noah has a strong opinion about something because it's always something that me and Fred are like, what? Like, but I respect him having that strong opinion.
I respect it too. It's just hilarious. It's like, who hated SpongeBob?
Yeah, who's anti-SpongeBob?
He was just like mainstream. I'm like, this guy's not funny. Like, I'm going to go watch.
Oh my God. You are so that guy. But also, the shows you just named, every other show.
The mainstream didn't have anything really. Yeah, yeah. But like, it is fun when everyone loves something and you're like, no.
Like, everybody thinks this fucking Sponge is funny.
Yeah, stupid.
I'd watch it. Like, my friends would watch it. I'm like, this isn't
funny.
Would you
suppress laughter?
Oh, yeah. I would never laugh.
Yeah, hell yeah.
On purpose, though,
like,
were there times
if I was
like,
with
it was
friends and everyone's watching and I'm
like, did you ever sneaky think that something was funny and you didn't laugh because you were the anti-SpongeBob guy?
I don't think so.
What? Noah's also the anti-Friends guy.
SpongeBob?
Yeah. Friends, yeah, the show?
We don't need to get into that.
We don't need to get into it
because
I do agree with him because he loves Seinfeld so much and I do agree very much that Seinfeld is better than Friends.
Recently, I turned it on because it was on like HBO Max. I'm like, oh, like, let me just watch. And I turned it off after 5 minutes. I'm like, this is terrible.
I like it. I like passionate Noah.
I love when Noah has these strong opinions out of nowhere.
Yeah. Noah,
like, I'm not only did not watch SpongeBob, I am anti SpongeBob.
Like, I'd rather be that than me. I'm just like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh,
I don't know.
What? The Sponge?
Noah
is the cartoon?
Noah and I legit
Jersey
fought about
Shore.
Friends
you love
on
Jersey
radio
Shore Fair
a while back, so
what?
We don't need to get into it.
Oh, Friends.
He said, Noah and I, we have fought on radio about these things before.
Gotcha.
So let's just finish up the finale. Well, let's talk about Tayshia's family, Tayshia's dad. I was worried. I did not think Tayshia's dad was going to like Zach. I was iffy. I didn't know how that was going to go. You know, as soon as Ben came in and he was like, oh, I went to West Point. And he was like, oh, West Point. Like, it seemed like Ben maybe was winning some brownie points. I was like, oh, God, what are they going to think about Zach? But it went well. He didn't really give any of them a hard time. He's just so reserved, I feel like.
Right.
Where he was like, yeah, they're fine. It was like, they were nice men. It could have been anyone. He would have been like, yeah, they're nice men. I still hope my daughter doesn't get engaged.
Right.
Like, it could have been anybody.
Yeah. Basically what you were looking for as the biggest Zach C fan in the world was him not to hate only Zach C.
Correct.
Or dislike only Zach C. The fact that his takeaways were, they seem nice enough, but I
just don't want you to get engaged.
I don't want you to get engaged. That's a win. That's a huge win for Zach C.
Yeah.
Because Tayshia clearly likes him more.
Yeah. Tayshia's brothers, very cute. Yeah. Tayshia's younger brother, very cute. I think it was very interesting that Tayshia's dad comes to talk to her. So this is how we saw it. You know, they meet the family. Everything goes well. Tayshia's dad talks to Tayshia that he's nervous, you know, iffy, doesn't know what's going on, wants to make sure everything's okay. Maybe like pump the brakes. And then we saw her go on a date with Zach. Fantastic date. Like, it was, seemed clear as day that Ben didn't stand a chance, which was true. It was like, holy shit, that date was so great. Like, how could Ben even have a date? He didn't, because then we saw Tayshia send Ben home. That's the sequence, how it played out on the show. Tayshia's wearing the same denim dress that she wore with her dad, that she wore to break up with Ben. So I don't know if that's a sign. I don't know if that means something. I don't know if she wore the dress again. Tayshia doesn't seem like someone who would be wearing a dress twice, that she doesn't have to. She's got a stylist. Why would she be repeating a dress? So was that sequence actually different? Like, did she have that conversation with her dad, break up with Ben, and then go on the date with Zach C? Did she have the date with Zach C and then talk to her dad and then break up with Ben? It's not unclear. Unclear.
Here's what's clear to me is that when Tayshia and Zach had their date, Ben was gone.
Toast.
He was gone. And I would like to go back and watch that date again just to see. It's like Shutter Island.
Right.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
It's a Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Yeah.
It's very good. I don't want to spoil it now that you haven't seen it, but it's very different the second time than you watch it the first time.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
Okay.
And I feel that way about the Zach C. Tayshia date. I would like to watch it again and see the cues and just how clear it is that Ben has clearly gone home and that Zach C. and Tayshia are going to end up together.
Right.
Have you seen Shutter Island?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I know what you're saying, and I think that is kind of the thing with a lot of TV shows and movies, but it's a good reference. But like, I do that with every TV show that I've seen, mostly once it's finished and I know it, or like a suspenseful one.
Yeah.
I'll go back and watch it because I'm like, you pick up on things that have been giving.
Right.
The Second Undoing, watch. For instance, went back and watched it because I'm like, they've just been giving us the answers the whole time.
Right.
And then you go back and you like figure it out.
Another good example is The Sixth Sense.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Similar thing.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, the ending where it's like, oh, I got to watch this again because more things will make sense.
People are saying that about the movie The Tenant or whatever.
Oh, Tenet.
That's out.
Yeah.
I watched that the other day.
You did? Did you feel like you have to watch it again?
I would probably have to watch it again, but I won't because it's so confusing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like,
it's Christopher Nolan, right?
It is.
Any Christopher Nolan movie I have to watch like five times even barely understand.
I actually don't think it would even help because this one is so out there.
Yeah.
That like I looked at Twitter like three times over the course of the movie and I was out. Like
Christopher Nolan was Inception, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Great fucking movie.
That's a good one.
That's another one that I
had to watch like four times before I was like, I think I get what happened.
That one though, each rewatch you do like get something new. I think if I watched Tenet four more times, I'd still be as confused as I was the first time.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I get that. I think maybe that would actually be very helpful with that Tayshia and Zach date to kind of see where they were at. And Zach maybe didn't know Ben was gone but it did seem like maybe that went out of order for the sake of us, the viewer, watching the date with Zach and knowing that maybe there was still a chance with Ben. It was funny because, you know, I had tweeted after the date, Ben doesn't stand, like, he doesn't stand a chance.
No.
And then we saw her send Ben home.
Is that something that they would tell us? Like, if Robert Mills or anybody ever came back on the show, if we asked them, do you think they would
own
up to that?
I think they would have to, because there's no way that
Tayshia
would wear the same thing, or the fact that they didn't know they were going to do that, because they would have told Tayshia to change. You know what I mean?
True. Right.
So I think that Tayshia had that conversation with her dad, then went to Ben, then had that date with Zaxie.
Right.
Then they put it in.
Then they were like, we got to make this a little more suspenseful.
Right, because at that point, it's just like, oh, then we have 2 hours of just Tayshia picking Zaxie. Like, they needed to add something to the episode.
And no live show.
And no live show, of course. So I feel like that was a mistake on their part for continuity reasons.
Right.
I think that they should probably keep a better eye on that, because it kind of just showed us that, you know, they were trying to fool us. But when you think back on the date between Zaxie and Tayshia, it very much seemed like there was nobody else in the world that existed. And we were like, oh my God, wow, their chemistry is so strong. But it really was because nobody else was there.
Because they were finally in the clear.
Yeah. And do we think Zach knew any of that? Because Tayshia knew, obviously. But do you think Zach knew that Ben was gone? Because we didn't see her telling him that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think... They didn't really focus on that point, but there was, before the proposal, Zach had said, you know, I don't know... I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's another guy.
Yeah.
So he may have had an idea, because it seemed like they spent a lot of time together. He might have had a sense if Ben wasn't around, but maybe they were also spending a lot of time alone.
It's interesting. Yeah, I would wonder. I would just curious on the timeline of all that. Here come the heaters.
Unbelievable. Right on cue. The actual proposal was a roller coaster. We were up, we were down. I was celebrating, I was nervous. I didn't know what was happening. At first, it was like, okay, he loves her. He's saying this. And Tayshia's face, we were like, oh shit, she's gonna end this.
Well, even before that, when Tayshia first gets there, she talks to Chris Harrison.
No music.
They're in...
Ominous.
They're in Death Valley, it looks like.
Elephant's Graveyard.
She walks up to Chris Harrison, and at one point he says, I can't tell what's going on right now. Because she's crying, and then she says, I'm so excited.
Like, I'm so excited.
But she's fighting
through
tears.
Are you okay?
And at that point, we were all convinced that she was going to stop him in the middle and be like, hold on a second.
Yep.
I don't feel this way. But like you said, there were so many moments where it was, oh no, it's going to work out. Now it's not going to work out. Oh, it's going to work out. And it did end up working out. The one time for me, and I guess for everybody as well, was when she said, I love you, but
and pause for 30 seconds.
Felt like it took an hour to 2 hours for her to pick back up. And I thought she was going to be like, it's over.
And then after that, Zach looked like he was about to end it. He looked like he was about to puke. He was like freaking out. Both of them, I think, were really nervous, but...
A lot of whispering
going on.
When Zach started to whisper, I thought Zach was going to break up with her.
I know, exactly.
I thought Zach was like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to propose.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, what is happening?
It was so up and down, but I guess that just shows where their emotions were at by the end of this season. It's all coming out at once. And they're engaged, and they're still together.
I'm really so happy for them. I'm smiling all over again thinking about the proposal.
You were smiling so wide that there was a pause of silence.
You were just taking it in.
It just must be what a wild feeling to get engaged on this show, you know? I know it's kind of ridiculous to think about, but for Zach to have been, you know, nominated by his sister, not really know what this is all about, and kind of go on and be like, yeah, like, why not? You know, this is an idea from his sister, who he's very close with. And his sister must be like, well, damn, I did a fucking good job. He came home with a fiance. It really happened.
Can I ask you guys something, though?
And
I'm trying to find the right words for it, because I do feel like this situation with Zach is different, obviously, because his sister is the one who put him in, and this... he's never been on the show before, and I don't think he was dying to go on this show, but it just happened. I kind of feel like this engagement for Tayshia, though, and I'm not saying she's doing it for attention, but there must be some sort of feeling that you get that you're like, I'm going to get engaged and then people are going to be obsessed with me and Zach as a couple. And that's going to feel really good, right? Like that attention we're going to get is going to feel really fucking good. But then once that goes away, like, what happens, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe that's the question for every couple that gets on engaged on these shows. So many examples you can think of where it ends or it goes the distance.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine that initial rush, it's like when we live tweet The Bachelor and we're getting retweets and likes, we're like, oh, this is like a drug, you know what I mean? Like, they probably are like, wow, like, look at us. It's so great being engaged. This is all this attention we're getting.
Right.
But then once that wears down, it's like, oh, wait, like we're engaged. Like, we're going to be married.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely an element of that.
Oh, absolutely. And I do think that the time when they finish filming where no one knows that they're engaged and they kind of have to be secretive and whatnot is always a good test because, yeah, nobody knows, but they are kind of going back to real life and seeing what happens. And then there is this rush of like, holy shit, we love them. They're engaged. This is amazing. They're such a great couple. And I'm sure they live off that high for quite some time. And then, yes, it's whether or not you can survive that. Some couples mm-hmm. don't on this show, and some couples do. So
right. Them being together right now, obviously a good sign
yeah.
for them going
yeah.
forward. But they are now going to enter this stage where people know about it now, and it's Zaxi and it's Tayshia, and they're going to get all this attention. They're going to go on Good Morning America. Usually they go on Kimmel.
Yeah.
They do all of these media hits, and it is like, oh, this is awesome. And then it's that second dip where it's like, okay, we're moving on to Matt James's season.
Right.
We're more paying attention to these people.
Yep.
Can you survive that? And that, you know, time will tell with Tayshia
and Zach. It's a quick turnaround especially, for Matt James, too. There's,
especially, yeah. It is a quick.
Yeah.
Usually you get a good chunk of time where people are only paying attention to you. They're obsessed with you.
Yep.
We're going right into Matt James's season. So it's like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Imagine how fast it was for Claire and Dale.
Yeah, like
Claire and Dale, that didn't even exist.
Right. I think there are some people that are very much like big Claire and Dale lovers, which mm-hmm. I think every couple has their diehard fans.
Yeah.
And I think we'll see that with Zach and Tayshia, of course, Fran. But I think that we yes. are going to move right into Matt James' season and that's it.
Yeah.
For me, at least.
I'm happy Zach and Tayshia have their futures aligned. I just hope that they want the same thing in 2 years. Maybe 5 years from now they have the same plan, but I'm thinking like 2 years from now, just because Tayshia definitely lives that influencer lifestyle
mm-hmm.
and Zach, I feel like, couldn't be farther away from all that stuff and doesn't really is not in that same world and vibe.
Being a person who didn't nominate himself to be on the show,
right.
That's as far as away as you can get.
Yeah, exactly. So, Zach, you know, there's some people you're like, oh, you're definitely going to get some followers and benefit from this show. I don't feel like that was ever really a guiding force for Zach on this show and for what he does. So that's the only thing that I'm like, okay, I just hope that those things align for them.
Yeah.
It could not.
I agree with that very much. And I think it falls more on Tayshia's end, to be completely honest. I feel like who knows what Tayshia really wants.
Yeah.
Zaxi's kind of got to figure it out.
I think he does. And although we have our questions about him and I'm skeptical, I still feel like he knows what he wants.
Yeah.
He seems like he wants to be with Tayshia. That's whatever. That's the vibe I got and what everybody else is getting. But with Tayshia, I don't know anything about her. I don't know anything about Tayshia. I know that she has great dresses and she has great style, but I know nothing about Tayshia. I don't feel like we learned a single thing about Tayshia this entire season.
Yeah.
Even with her family, we didn't, well, she's really close with her dad. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't really get anything from Tayshia this season. So I have no idea where Tayshia's heart aligns or where her future aligns. And yes, Tayshia seems great and seems like a lovely person, mm-hmm. and we like her a lot. But I do think there's something to be said about somebody like that. Where just how I said with Zach C, it's like somebody too perfect, you always have to wonder what's going on. Tayshia's also coming across as like a little too perfect. Like, we don't know anything about her, but why?
Right.
Like, is there what's going on there?
Yeah.
It's a good point.
It'll be very interesting to see how it plays out. And look, this is where we miss Chris Harrison in the live after the final rose, because these are the questions Chris normally asks the couple when they're sitting down across from him. It's like, hey, what's next? You guys moving in? What's your plan? Yeah. Where are you going to be? We don't know the answer to any of these questions because we didn't have it. Chris tweeted, it pains me there's no After the Final Rose live special this Bachelorette season due to being pushed into the holidays and the difficulty of bringing people safely together during this time. It just wasn't possible. But hopefully we'll be back for The Bachelor. So that sucks because that is really, I don't think we would have so many questions right now if they were able to do that, because so many things get cleared up. During that time, Chris always asked the questions that we're always all thinking. So,
and
we don't have that. We have to wait and see other, you know, other interviews that they do.
Because usually we'd be like, oh, well, Tayshia's moving to California. Yeah. When Tayshia's moving to New York for Zaxi, we would know these things, but we don't really know where they're at all. I'm assuming, unfortunately, we're not going to be here in time to watch them maybe go on Instagram Live or something or post an Instagram.
We're eight minutes away from the West Coast ending.
We keep pushing.
We are almost there.
And just seeing, apart from the questions that Chris Harrison asked, which those are always good, but just seeing them interact all this time later, like just seeing how they are next to each other, how they're holding hands, like you get a lot of information from all that stuff, and we just don't have any of it.
Exactly. It's definitely the missing piece for the end of this season. So we hope that everything is going very well for Zach and Tayshia. And they ended instead with the super teaser for Matt James. Looks dramatic as hell. Looks like Queen Victoria is going to be much more a part of this show than I had at first hoped. I thought maybe it was going to be like a night one gimmick kind of thing, and we would laugh and she would go home. No, she seems like she's going to be absolutely terrible.
That girl sucks. She's going to be absolutely terrible.
I'm ready for all of it, though.
Same.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. It's going to be a totally different vibe. And
I would also be remiss if I did not mention Tayshia's dress tonight.
Oh, yes, please.
Look, it's ridiculous.
That was a good one. You know, she had a great season of dresses. Everybody's been talking about it forever. Tonight's in particular, you know, I won't get into too many details, but it's just... Oh, here we go.
Noah's mic wasn't on.
I just want to acknowledge that you like gave a standing ovation on the live show.
Yeah.
And like, I've never seen you so passionate.
I mean, she looked great.
One of Trent's favorite tweets of his was, I love boobs.
I did. That was my pinned tweet for a long time.
It did good numbers.
Yeah.
It did.
And you know what? Tayshia, it's just... her outfits, everything has just been so spot on. The dresses, the shoes, the hair, that's everything. She's looked fantastic, most stylish bachelorette. And yeah, that blue dress was something else. Can you blame Zaxi for saying he wanted to explore?
No,
I can't.
No. She looked damn good in every dress that she wore. But yeah, that one was, wow.
It was really...
Imagine being Ivan
good
sent
stuff.
Home in that dress. Damn.
If I was Ivan, I would be having a hard time looking her in the eyes kind of situation. Like, I know you're breaking up with me right now, but like...
Your boobs are in my face.
But yeah, incredible. Well, that's a... wonderful way to end the season.
I wanted to mention. I didn't know when we were going to sneak.
No,
it
this
in.
Was this feels appropriate.
Okay,
it does. She absolutely rocked it. She's like, couldn't have been more stunning all season long. So that is without a doubt. No, and that wraps it up, guys. I think this is the end of Tayshia's season. Tayshia and Zach got really. Don't let me down, guys. I've got strong expectations. We'll see what happens. We're all very excited for Matt James.
We are very excited for Matt James. Trent, thank you for joining us on Chicks in the Office for these recaps. And we're
excited to keep
recapping the next season. It's going to be fantastic. And everybody, happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2021. We love you so freaking much. Bye.